in different times, at different stages of the church's history, the Lord God raises up saints, special saints, holy men and women who are very useful to the church. And today we have one of those. For today is the feast of St. Paul of the Cross. St. Paul of the Cross, who died in 1775. In not very old age, but old age indeed. And as a young boy, he pursued studies, and then eventually, by order of Pope Benedict XIII, he was ordained to the priesthood. A very different thing. Usually, the candidates come and ask to be ordained and go to the seminary and so forth. He already had all his studies, but it was the Holy Father who ordered him, "You must be a priest, and I will ordain you a priest." And so he did. In the meantime, the Blessed Mother had appeared to him wearing a new habit for the church, and it was black, and on the chest over the heart was the emblem of the heart of Jesus with the words, "The Passion of Jesus Christ, Jesu Christi Passio." And thus the congregation of the Passionists was born. Eventually, St. Paul also founded a congregation for women. And they're very, very strict, very cloistered. You won't see them on the streets, but they wear the traditional habit even to this day. And then there was also a third order of the Congregation of the Passion. And the main scope of their life is to meditate on and to preach and teach about the very, very important and the efficaciousness of the Passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which, of course, is the center of our lives as Catholics. The Mass, that is nothing more, nothing less than the repetition in a real way of the Passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Mass is the center of our lives as Catholics. St. Paul of the Cross was very important to me as a young kid in the seminary, as a teenager. And of course, when I was confirmed, I chose one of his children, one of his followers, St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, I wear both of their relics, as well as that of St. Gemma Galgani and St. Vincent Strombi, the first Passionist saint that was a bishop. And their relics are also on the altar. After Mass, I will ask you to kneel, and I will bless all of you with those relics from the altar. I will not bring it down for individual veneration, but I will bless you from the altar with those sacred relics. St. Paul of the Cross, someone to study and to read about. Now, in the United States, the Passionist order has fallen down. It is like every other order. Everybody has forgotten about their traditional existence. But that doesn't take away from St. Paul of the Cross, or St. Gabriel, or St. Gemma, or St. Vincent. It is still the Congregation of the Passion, and they are still promoters and livers, because one has to live the Passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.